I am the new year. I am unused, unspotted, without blemish. I stretch before you 365 days long. I will present each day in its turn a new leaf in the book of life for you to place upon it your imprint. I am the new year. Every hour of every day I will give you 60 minutes that have never known the use of man. White and pure I present them. It remains for you to fill them with 60 jeweled seconds of love, hope, endeavor, patience, and trust in God. I am the new year. I am here. But once past, I can never be recalled. Make me your best. That is the challenge which we face at this time of year, to make this year the best that we can make it. And though there are many things that we cannot control, we know that we choose our response to those things, and we know that the choices we make determines the quality of our lives. Just as Joshua challenged the nation of Israel with these words, "Choose for yourselves today whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua 24 and verse 15. We have choices to make. Choices today which will affect every day of this year and many years to come, if the Lord so will. But just as a ship at sea can drift or be directed by the captain at the controls, this year your life will drift or be directed by choices you make or fail to make. The point is this: there are five choices which you can make today to ensure that 2017 is one of the best, if not the best, year of your life. Choose to begin with a clean slate. Have you heard the story of Herman Schaefer? On August the 4th of 1911, Herman A. Germany Schaefer of the Detroit Tigers baseball team was on first base and another runner was on third base. Schaefer chose to steal second in an unsuccessful attempt to draw a throw so that the other runner could steal home. But since that didn't work, he returned to first base, stealing first from second so that he could try it again. It wasn't until 1920 that the rules were changed so that a runner could not relinquish a base he had safely reached. But Herman Schaefer simply wanted to try again. And while that cannot be done on the baseball diamond anymore, the good news is that it can be done in life. Every day is a new day. Every year is a new year. And this is the time in your life in which you should be doing as we all tend to do. Rethink, revamp, restructure, recommit our time, our lives, and our priorities. It's interesting, the different traditions that go on around the world connected with new beginnings. In India, effigies, structured representations or images of a thing, are burned as a symbolic gesture of getting rid of the disappointments and frustrations of the past year. Maybe there is something in your life that you need to symbolically burn and move beyond the disappointments and frustrations that have come with it. In Rome, it is traditional to throw something that you do not need out of the window at midnight. Maybe there's something in your life that you need to throw out. Paul presented the idea this way: forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13. Last year is history. It is gone forever. Why don't you just leave with it all the bad attitudes, the sorry dispositions, the harmful habits, and the sinful acts? Why come into 2017 dragging along the same burdens and sins you carried into 2016. If you are not a Christian, there is no better time than right now to begin with a clean slate, to do what Ananias instructed Saul to do in Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. Get up and be baptized and wash away your sins. That is what he needed. And if you are not a Christian this morning, that is what you need. If you are a Christian, why hang on to the very things that held you back last year? Maybe it was an unChrist-like attitude or a destructive habit or an ungodly activity you have been involved in. Why hang on? Why not let go? Why not start this year with a clean slate? It is the only way to make this year what it could be. So choose to begin with a clean slate. And choose to recognize and accept every day as a gift from God. That's exactly what today is. It is a gift. As the adage goes, yesterday is history, tomorrow a mystery. Today is a gift, and that is why it is called the present. Every day that you live is God's present to you. You did not earn it. You cannot merit it. You did nothing to deserve it. It is a gift. That breath you just took, the sun that broke over the horizon, those family members and friends that you hold so near and dear, every possession you enjoy, everything you see, hear, and experience, everything that will make today enjoyable, a gift. Psalm 118, verse 24, "This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." God made it. God gave it. And the proper attitude that we should have is, "Thank you, God." If we would but only think, how thankful would we be? For our thankfulness is the direct result of our thoughtfulness. When we think of all of God's blessings, it causes us to be thankful and to express that thanksgiving. It should be pointed out that some of our brothers and sisters have had some tough days in 2016. Maybe even had such a rough year that they wish it had never come. And many have lived through these tough days in the past year. But from a Christian perspective, even those days were God-given opportunities. They were God-given opportunities to live out our faith before an unbelieving world and to demonstrate the goodness of God and the difference that His Son makes in our lives. Do you want this year to be a great year? Recognize every day as a gift from God. Choose to use every day to its fullest. A man once had a dream, the story is told. He dreamed that every morning when he woke up, $1,440 had been deposited into his checking account. He was free to use that money any way that he chose. But at the end of the day, that which was not used was deducted from his account. But the following morning, when he awoke and went to check his banking account, again, $1,440 were available for that day's use. Wouldn't it be great if every morning you woke up and had $1,440 to spend, and to spend it any way that you wanted? Think of all that you could or would do with that kind of money. Some of you have likely already made the application. Each day you are given 1,440 minutes. You get to choose how you spend each one of them. But at the close of the day, used or wasted, those minutes are gone, never to be recovered. What have you done with the minutes you have been given? Each day is a gift from God. But once lived, once spent, once used, it can never be reclaimed. Today is all you have. Tomorrow may or may not be spent on this earth. So live today and live tonight in rest, being able to say, I did my best. Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For there is no activity or planning or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol where you are going. Don't take your potential with you to the grave. Paul wrote similar thoughts in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 23, instructing, whatever you do, do your work heartily as to the Lord rather than for men. Paul also admonished, be careful how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of your time. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. Today is all that you know you have. If you want to make this year a great year, give every day your very best. And choose to live one day at a time. There is a story of a clockmaker who one day had a conversation with one of his clocks. The clock complained that he could not possibly go on ticking and talking 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Having listened to the concerns, the clockmaker asked, can you tick one talk at a time? When the clock answered in the affirmative, the clockmaker pointed out that that is all that was required, to tick one talk at a time. And that's the answer for us. Learning to tick one talk at a time. Don't be crushed with yesterday's failures and fearful of what tomorrow will bring. Live one day at a time. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34. Don't worry, or do not worry, about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. You need to learn to let those unproductive yesterdays go. Forget those failures. Forgive those personal sins that are still holding you back. Live today, today. Don't try to live tomorrow today, because you may find at the end of the day that you have not lived today. The best possible way then to prepare for tomorrow is to concentrate on living today and living it for God. It was William Lloyd Phelps who once said, I live every day as if it were the first day that I had ever seen, and as if it were the last I were going to see. One day at a time. That is what we are given by God, because God knows that is all we can handle. So from a Christian perspective, it should not be that hard. Our past is forgiven, our present is secure, and our future is guaranteed. So just like the clock, we need to do that for which we were created and do it to the best of our abilities. Just live today. Do you want to have a great year? Then live one day at a time. And also choose to put God first. If you want this year to be the best, just put God first. Make His will for your life and His nature in your life top priority. That's not about age. It's not about what one can or cannot do. It's about the place, the role, the priority that God has in your life. Choose God's will to be your will. Choose God's nature to be your nature. So the question comes, is God first in your life? Here is what's amazing. Some of you know that God is not first in your life. Yet you want this year to be the best year ever. Friend, that cannot happen. It cannot happen because God has told us it cannot happen. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, commit your works to the Lord and your plans will be established. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Put God first. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 tells us that something will be first. Someone or something will receive top priority in our lives this year. The best advice to be given going into this new year is to make sure that God is top priority. You see, when asked, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus responded, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Matthew 22, verses 36 and 37. So make God your top priority. Make your love for Him top priority this year. Do you want to have a great year? The answer of how to have a great year is the essence of Christian living. Give your life to Christ to start with a clean slate. Then recognize every day as a gift from God. Live every day to its fullest, living one day at a time, always putting God first in all things. You can have a great year. Give your life to Christ if you are not a Christian. This morning, give your life to Christ by hearing the Word of God and observing it. Luke chapter 11 and verse 28. Believe in the Lord Jesus, Acts 16 and verse 31, which leads one then to repentance, Romans 2 and verse 4, and then confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, Romans 10 verses 9 and 10, and be baptized, Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. If you are a Christian, begin with a clean slate by confessing your faults, 1 John 1 and verse 9, and repenting of sin, Acts 17 verse 30, and praying for forgiveness, Acts 8 and verse 22. Begin this new year by coming to God to make things right. Because as our reading, Luke chapter 13 verses 6 through 9, and he began telling this parable. A man had a fig tree which he had planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and did not find it. God has planted you in His vineyard. How many times has He come looking for fruit in your life? And he said to the vineyard keeper, behold, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree without finding any. Cut it down. How many years have you spent unproductive for God, in which God would want to cut it down? Why does it even use up the ground? And he answered and said to him, let it alone, sir, for this year too, until I dig around it and put in fertilizer. And if it bears fruit next year, fine. But if not, cut it down. What if God has made that plea concerning you? What if Jesus Christ has gone to bat for you to say, Father, give him one more year. Give him one more year to really accept me as Lord and Savior. One more year. And if he's unproductive, cut it down. Today you have the opportunity to start out a great year of making these five choices. And it begins with your coming to God to make things right with Him, as together we stand and as we sing.